Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of 18th BRICS summit in New Delhi. Discusses progress across political, economic, defense, energy, regional and global issues. Prime Minister Modi reiterates on dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts. Prime Minister also holds bilateral meetings with Iranian President and United Nations Secretary General. Heads of BRICS member countries attend leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum. Iran-backed Houthi rebels capture Yemen's strategic Mayu Island in Bab al-Mandab Strait near Red Sea. And in hockey, Indian junior men's team enters final of Asia Cup, defeating Malaysia at Mochi in China. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin reviewed the progress in bilateral cooperation in political, economic, defense, energy, space, skill mobility, and people-to-people domains today. During the bilateral talks in New Delhi, the two leaders also shared perspectives on key regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the conflicts in West Asia and the Black Sea region. Prime Minister Modi reiterated that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward in resolving conflicts, and India stood ready to assist in peace efforts. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Prime Minister Modi and President Putin welcomed Russia's International Industrial Exhibition, InnoProm India. During his bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, Prime Minister Modi exchanged views on recent developments in West Asia. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Modi also underscored the need for continued efforts to ensure lasting peace and stability in the region, safeguarding freedom of navigation and commerce, and safety and well-being of seafarers. Mr. Modi thanked Iran for its regular high-level participation in BRICS-related meetings, despite the challenging circumstances. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on the sidelines of the BRICS Summit 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BRICS nations are emerging as important centers of global innovation and solutions. Addressing the leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said the economic strength of BRICS has grown at nearly twice the pace of the rest of the world. The Prime Minister said amid global uncertainties, India today offers a source of confidence for growth and stability. He called for Make in India, Innovate with India and Scale for the World.
रिजिलियंस की बात करें तो भारत ने एनर्जी से लेकर टेक्नोलॉजी तक सप्लाई चेन्स को अधिक डाइवर्सिफाइड और रिलायबल बनाया. इसी रिजिलियंस का परिणाम है कि वैश्विक अनिश्चितताओं के बीच भी भारत आज ग्रोथ और स्टेबिलिटी का भरोसा दे रहा. हम रोड, रेलवे, पोर्ट और एयरपोर्ट्स का तेजी से विस्तार कर रहे. साथ ही शिप बिल्डिंग, सेमीकंडक्टर, क्वांटम, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स और बायोटेक जैसे स्ट्रेटेजिक क्षेत्रों में नई
Stressing on importance of safe sea routes, the Prime Minister said, global trade can move forward only when sea lanes are secure, supply routes remain open, and seafarers are safe.
ग्लोबल ट्रेड तभी आगे बढ़ सकता है जब सी लेन सिक्योर हो, सप्लाई रूट ओपन हो और सी फेरर सेफ हो. और इसलिए भारत फ्रीडम ऑफ नेविगेशन और सी फेरर्स की सेफ्टी का दृढ़ समर्थक है.
Addressing the forum, Russian President Vladimir Putin said, over the last 5 years, more than 40% of the world's GDP has been produced by the BRICS countries.
Than 40% of the world GDP have been produced by the BRICS countries, whereas the contribution of this group of seven it stands at only 29%. Now, speaking about the growth of the world economy over the same period, we see that more than half of that growth has been accounted by BRICS, whereas the G7 has only accounted for 18%.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the Global South must lead in manufacturing, technology and value creation. He also raised concern over unilateral sanctions. The stage is all set for the 18th BRICS summit to be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. During the summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will play host to world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Chinese President Xi Jinping, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The European Commission today formally submitted its proposal to the European Council to sign and conclude the Free Trade Agreement or FTA with India, marking a major step towards implementing the ambitious pact, widely described as the mother of all deals. If authorized by the Council, the agreement will become the largest trade deal ever concluded by both the European Union and India. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have captured the strategic island of Mayu in the Bab al-Mandab Strait at the entrance to the Red Sea. This could further threaten Saudi oil exports through one of the world's key commercial shipping lanes. The capture of the island, a small and barren volcanic island also known as Perim, was confirmed by a senior military official from Yemen's internationally recognized government and a Houthi official. Saudi Arabia responded with airstrikes on the airport in the key port city of Mocha, which the Houthis seized yesterday. Today marks 25 years since the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack in the United States. Across the U.S. today, memorial ceremonies are being held to remember those who died, including firefighters, police officers, emergency workers, and civilians. Attending a remembrance ceremony at the Pentagon, U.S. President Donald Trump said they will never ever forget the victims of 9/11.
We will always remember the victims and the families of September 11th, 2001. Very famous date, unfortunately. And it started out as such a beautiful day. We will honor their lives. We will cherish their beautiful memories. And we will protect this country and its freedoms for every future generation.
In New York, the names of the victims are being read aloud at the site of the former World Trade Center. Paying tribute to the victims of the attacks in a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that while the threat of terrorism continues to evolve, India's resolve and opposition to terrorism in all its forms and manifestations remain unwavering. On to sports now. In the Junior Asia Cup hockey, Indian junior men's team defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the first semi-final today to book a place in the final at Mochi in China. Indian skipper Anmol Eka scored 2 goals, while Sukhvinder scored 1 goal. 5-time champions India had entered the last 4 in dominant fashion, defeating Chinese Taipei 15-0 in their final Pool A match. India will face South Korea in the final on Sunday. In US Open tennis, second seed Elena Rybakina defeated fourth-seeded Coco Gauff in the second semifinal in New York to set up women's singles title clash with defending champion Aryna Sabalenka and stay on course for a third Grand Slam crown. Rybakina from Kazakhstan came from a set down to beat American Gauff in a match lasting 2 hours 8 minutes at Arthur Ashe Stadium. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin ahead of 18th BRICS summit in New Delhi. Discusses progress across political, economic, defense, energy, regional and global issues. Prime Minister Modi reiterates on dialogue and diplomacy to resolve conflicts. Prime Minister also holds bilateral meetings with Iranian President and UN Secretary General. Heads of BRICS member countries attend leaders' session of BRICS Business Forum. Iran-backed Houthi rebels capture Yemen's strategic Mayu Island in Bab al-Mandab Strait near Red Sea. And in hockey, Indian junior men's team enters final of Asia Cup defeating Malaysia at Mochi in China. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.